Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello? Who's there?
Oh, it's the internet. Hi, how are you? And welcome, internet, to season 85, episode 5 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. Now, y'all know this is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the rip cord, fuck Coke industry and fuck Fox News. Look, it's Friday, June 7th, 2019, and my name is, that's right, Miles Gray, a.k.a. Henny McCarthy, a.k.a. Carson Grayley, a.k.a. Fat Pinfield, a.k.a. Rave Holmes, a.k.a. Flex Simon, a.k.a. Hazy Fuentes. Woo! Okay. Dial up those bombs. That was a bombing run. Came out you straight from the mind of Christy Yamaguchi, man, at Crispy Meme Donut. Thank you for that, a.k.a. Kind Donut. And I am thrilled to be joined by... I mean, you already knew. You could hear from that. You could hear, like, it's offset if this is Migos going, hey!
Hey!
It's...
Migos!
I think it's only EA, EA, EA.
EA?
Reference to that interview.
We only play EA.
Hi.
Hi.
Jamie Loftus, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
A.K.A.
Oh.
Ready? I just started doing karaoke. I'm getting pretty good. All right, wait. Count me in.
Here we go.
And I'm here on the Zeitgeist.
Woo!
To give you hot takes on famous veneers. It's not fair to deny me of always being a thirsty day. How does it go?
I don't know.
I keep fucking up. Wait, I don't know how any song goes.
You.
No, that's the title.
You.
Yeah. If you really respect them, it shows you.
That's some cranberries. Yeah. You were doing a little
recipes to her.
I just found out.
More zombie vibe, yeah.
I just found out that my karaoke song is Invisible by Clay Aiken.
Ooh. If I was invisible. Wow.
It's really good.
Good for you. Yeah. Who was that AKA from?
That AKA is from at I Do Human Things, Kate Gillerin. Can't thank you enough. Sorry, I once again botched the AKA.
No. You're incapable of botching them. You're an artist and you do your interpretation, and that's what it is. That's truth.
That's truth. That's a cover.
And we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a guest who has not been here in a while, and I've been wondering where he's been, and I'm glad he's back. He is a hilarious comedian. He is a great podcast host. He is a fucking philosopher. He is somebody who, when it's convenient for me, I will call a friend.
Always.
Please welcome Mr. Daniel Van Kirk.
What's up, buddy?
How are you, man?
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. How have you been?
Thanks I'm for good. Being here.
Thanks for having me.
Have you just been on the road this whole time? I feel like you've always on the road.
In and out a lot. Yeah. In and out a lot. I'm just adding cities and legs to my Together tour. So yeah. I've just been keeping busy.
Adding legs like
Love
a spider.
And then
a
doing
leg.
Some festivals and stuff like that. So
What festivals are you doing?
This year I did Sketchfest in January, then in April did Moon Tower, and in a couple weeks I'll be doing Clusterfest.
Where's Clusterfest?
Amazing.
That is the Comedy Central Festival in San Francisco.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I guess my invite got lost.
No, I think they sent it.
Oh, they did?
Coming.
Okay, thank you. I'm waiting.
I'll check on it.
I didn't submit, and I'm not really a comedian by trade, but I will. I'm offended. Thank you. You're actually writing it down. It's a new level of patronization. Well, Daniel, before people get to know you, and I get to know you even better, let's tell people what we're talking about. First.
Yes.
Robert Downey, is he going to save the world? Maybe. He's Tony Stark? He thinks he's Tony Stark.
He could try.
I think he's done too many movies.
It's cute.
Yeah.
He's cosplaying.
And can you cosplay when you are the person, though, that you are on screen?
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible cycle. You know, how do you get out? We'll check in on the trade wars.
Trade wars.
Mexico edition. I mean, we know about the China ones, how those are not going well at all and how that's impacting the economy. But, you know, just also... we'll talk about this new distraction the president is trying to create because the Mueller report says that he needs to be impeached. Also, talk about the new cruelty alert because Trump has now taken away the legal representation, recreation, and education sort of not rights, I guess, but yeah, rights or ability to have recreational time or education and things like that from these migrant kids using a very, very lame loophole. And then we'll check in, you know, just was, you know, been a hot week for the right, with straight pride parades or other things going on Twitter.
You mean a parade?
Well, I'll let Tommy Lahren speak on that later. And then a new X-Men movie, which I'm excited about, and we'll leave that there.
Okay.
But first, Daniel, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
I grabbed this down here too. This was like yesterday. Black Raven Russian song lyrics.
What's that?
Are you guys watching Chernobyl?
No,
I'm about to, man.
Yeah,
I know
I've been
I'm behind.
So many good things about it.
Wow, every time someone talks about it, they have some kind of visceral.
Yeah, and we'll get into it, I imagine, because I'll find a way to. But and that's how I feel about it, and it's number two on my list right now. But so there's a
Lane Price is in that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
It's a prequel to Mad Men. He, you know what? There's a double spoiler in there if you know what I'm talking about.
Whoops.
So I didn't even think of that till now. I'm gonna have my own podcast for a second where I think about the reference I just made and how maybe there's people out there who are also tracking where I'm tracking.
Yep.
It's very good. In an episode of it, a soldier, I'm not giving anything away, a soldier in Russia sings a song. The title is translated from Russia to Black Raven.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so perfectly done and like haunting. I wanted to know what the lyrics were of this song. It's very, very, very good.
Are the lyrics haunting?
Wow.
Yeah.
And given the context that it's
it's about I can remember some of them. It's something like a man married another woman and the woman was his sword. Basically, he's like giving his life to the military.
Wow. Women are objects.
Mm-hmm. I love when my woman is turned into a
sword. First time I ever saw that done was Full Metal Jacket. Remember, this is my
rifle.
Yeah,
this is my
gun. Yeah,
this is for fighting. This
And they like you love it and you treat it and all that.
Yeah.
But so it's a very haunting like Russian as fuck song.
Just dark, dreary.
Yeah.
I mean, the fucking. I just remember the trailer had me fucked up when it was just the warning thing, and I was like asking people who listen, I'm like, if you speak Russian, what's that warning thing over? And they're like, it's warning.
Yeah,
in Russia. I'm like, well, okay,
cool.
And you know, there's an accompanying podcast with Chernobyl. HBO produced a podcast with
Jack
Craig Mazin.
Loves it.
It's unreal.
I've been listening to the podcast and I haven't watched the show yet.
Are you for real?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But
Is it about the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go over each episode.
I just want to know everything about production before I even lay fucking eyes on it.
That's not a bad idea. You'll still really dig it. But
I'm excited.
It's intense. Some of the best writing I've seen in a very listened to in a very long time.
Okay. So what's underrated then?
Wait, wasn't that my search history?
That was your search history. Okay. So what's underrated?
Okay, underrated is, forgive me if I'm saying this wrong, it is not for lack of love. Underrated right now is Jahariel Jerome's performance as Corey Weiss in When They See Us.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys watched When They See Us?
I have not.
I gotta go. Able,
I know, look, let me tell you
seen
something.
Seen it all.
You guys.
For When They See Us, it's kind of difficult for me to like to
kinda.
Sit through it.
I had to stop the first episode. I had to go away from it.
Yeah, I mean, the trailer, I was like, oh, man, like, okay. I mean, like, because I'm aware of the story, but part of me is like, I'm a little fragile right now to dive into a thing that will bring to the forefront of my mind just how unjust the legal system is in this country.
Sure.
I mean, in the words of Ryan Sickler, great comic, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. No, seriously. And I think it's one of those. But for precisely that reason, I think it's important for people to watch it, especially, you know, anybody who might not be aware of if you think you don't understand how violently oppressive systemic racism is in this country. Let's take a look at something like that.
And the New York cops in the 80s. Did you see the documentary, The 7-5?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. So this is in that era.
Yeah.
And it is, I want to make sure I say it again, and I might even be pronouncing it wrong, but Jahariel Jerome's performance, you might know him from Moonlight, mm-hmm. little film Moonlight, which is also phenomenal. I don't think it will always, in my opinion, be underrated because it isn't possible to accurately rate it or overrate it.
Wow.
It might be one of the best acting performances I've seen in my entire life.
Wow.
I'm still like haunted. You know what? You've seen The Wire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know how after a while on The Wire, you're like, well, these are those people.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like,
right.
These are those people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He embodies this character so beautifully and with so much strength and every element of humanity that I think he's going to have an amazing career in front of him. He already obviously has a great one. But you're like, well, you were that. Mm-hmm. And you just were Corey Weiss.
Right, right, right. Damn.
The Ava DuVernay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a masterpiece. I mean, people, you have to watch it.
Was that number one for you when you said
right now? Yeah,
when you said
yeah.
Chernobyl's your number two?
Yeah, yeah, for right now.
Yeah, I those can't. Are two things that I've that are like in my queue that I'm actually, I think this weekend I'm going to have to.
And I kind of want to make. I saw a great tweet that maybe she retweeted that somebody was like, instead of asking black people, have you seen When They See Us? Try to make someone who needs to identify with that life, whether or not they've seen or like, get you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Have your uncle in the Midwest watch it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think that's sort of my experience of dealing with police and things like that, and just in general, the state of things in this country, it's difficult. Like, it's just sort of it's painful to mm-hmm. have to. Like relive something like that, or just sort of have that sort of level of injustice sort of just brought straight to your face. Because yeah. I know a lot of people too, especially people of color, who are like, I mean, I'm gonna get to it because there's a little, right. It's tough, but at the same time, it's I think because of how powerful it is, how moving it is the it's a sword that cuts both yeah. ways, so and it's very
his
the
performance
truth sword
man.
Will get
his
you
performance
too.
Is underrated. If everybody hasn't seen it, then it's underrated.
I'm
so
very excited to see it.
Yeah.
Well, so what's overrated?
Overrated, we touched on this a little bit pre-show. Overrated for me is this back padding mentality, this cool mentality to hate art. Like anything that's interpretative, like you know, like it kind of became like a bandwagon thing of like hating the end of Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
And I just am never this is way overrated, this thing that it's fun to hate on something. Like, I remember 10, 12 years ago, Facebook, it probably wasn't even that long, maybe 8, 9 years ago, but there was like a 200,000 person petition that was like going all around Facebook for like getting Nickelback to not sing the halftime show at the Lions game.
Yeah,
I was like, what do you care?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to the game. And even if you were going to the game, go get some nachos.
Right.
This idea that it's like, yeah, isn't it? We're all kind of like feeding it. It might be cool to hate something, or it might be right to hate something, but in my opinion, it's never cool.
I just feel like it indicates a lack of personality to like just be really like get meaning out of like
hating something arbitrary. Like, I don't know. It's just like and college freshman
taking action
shit.
Against it. Like,
yeah.
Right.
There's many. I've read all the books that are currently out, maybe will only ever be out, of Game of Thrones twice. So I have major issues with the show.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think they did their best. And
sure.
I also kind of view it as like really high budgeted, pretty good fan fiction. Because yeah. I'm going to someday get to read the books and then I'll see what really happened.
Sure, sure.
But they don't owe me anything.
No,
just try to make a good show. You right. know, that's what you owe me. If you're going to put it out in front of me and tell me to watch it, then I hope you've tried to
it's
make
a good
show.
It's a sense of entitlement for people who are on the receiving end of the art.
Right.
And it's like, you know, and I'm the same way. I was disappointed by it, but I didn't take up a whole campaign against
right.
it. I'm like, whatever. That's and just like art, right? If you don't like it, then I'll just take it as, okay, that's what you
right.
made.
Well, I want that. Oh, go ahead, Sergeant.
I appreciate when people are critical of stuff, but then 100%. At the end of the day, when people are like picking on it for no reason, and they're also like feel personally entitled, I'm like, you pay $10 a month for like an app. Like, you're
sure.
not owed shit. Like,
right.
you can't pay anyone at this show for 15 minutes.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about?
And some people,
about?
And I love the Daily Zeitgeist. I love being here, and I've loved every interaction I've ever had with your fans. So I want to make sure everybody understands that we're all saying, I think we're saying the same thing. There's nothing wrong with being disappointed
or not
upset,
liking it.
Not
yeah.
like it's
yeah.
okay to. I'm not telling you that you had to have liked it at all.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just saying this kind of, it's overrated, this thing of like,
give your energy to something else.
Like, yeah, like coolness, like, or hatred equating coolness.
Sure.
Yeah, I just don't like that.
Yeah, it's, I think it's in general, energetically, like, if you're putting that much of your effort into feeling negative about
yeah.
something,
you're mad about something else.
Yeah, and also, right. it'll just begin permeating through other parts of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if mm-hmm. you have, I think precisely for me, I'm the kind of person who could get carried away, be like, yo, fuck that shit.
Oh, I'll have I'll talk to you for an hour and a half about yeah. why I didn't like the show.
Yeah, 100%. And I will too.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, I'm like, and I leave that there.
Right.
I don't then take that with me to like, no, you know what? I got to get on Twitter and I got to fucking yell at D.B. Weiss and all of them.
Yeah,
what the fuck
alone.
Did you do?
Leave him alone.
Right.
Who cares?
And if also, you know what? Let that inspire you. If you're a creator, then improve upon that.
For
you know
sure.
And I'm sorry to say that the gatekeepers of this industry won't be easy to get there, but
right.
when you consider Wait, that, you know.
Miles, the gatekeepers of this industry are actually super nice.
Yeah,
they're what you're talking
very
about.
Inclusive. They're like,
they're
oh, welcome. You have an idea? Great. You have
yeah.
no experience? Great.
Yeah.
It's objectively a good idea? Great.
That's how a lot of movies got made in the 70s.
Yeah. right. right. No, seriously. And then yeah. look at that. We had a renaissance, but not anymore. What's a myth? What's something that people get wrong that you're like, no. This,
you know what's funny? I don't know if I ever brought this up before when I've been here for this myth part, but basically everything they tell you on an airplane is a lie. Like,
that it's flying, that it's going
that
up some.
Oh, let me tell you,
that
brother,
that you're going to Australia.
You never leave the ground.
Right.
you know, when you get on the airplane, it's just the magnetics are just messing up your brain.
No, just your seatbelt. Oh, you don't. I was on a Southwest flight, and they tried to say, the guy goes, oh, 11C, your seatbelt is off. You need to put that back on. Like, we had landed and we were taxiing. Mm-hmm. And then you heard like people like putting their seatbelts back. I'm like, there's no sensor, guys.
Right.
He
oh,
just,
like that kind
he
of
He just
move,
grabbed
right.
a seat number because there's only two people, including the person he's talking to, who are going to know if that seatbelt's even on or
right.
off. Like, your cell phone has to be turned off or an airplane. None of that's true. Do you think that if your phone could bring down a plane on any level,
right.
on any percentage
that
point,
they would let you,
it would be
that they would
on.
Let the general public
no.
travel with, they wouldn't even let you check your phone because they wouldn't trust that you didn't turn it off before
unless it's
you
like one of the Galaxy S7 or whatever, that one
sure,
shit that
right.
got blown up.
The
right.
genuine exploding
right.
phone. Yeah.
Right.
And that one, they were like, no.
Right. That's when you
right.
saw when they weren't lying.
Because that explodes.
Right.
Not because it had wild cell signal.
Right. That's when you saw that they were not lying.
Yeah,
almost all of it is a lie.
Well, I think that one is something like some odd worst case scenario that like every cell phone was on, that there is a chance that it could disrupt it, which is why they say it. And not because like one phone is going to bring the fucking thing down.
What they don't want when taking off and landing is they don't want you talking on the phone. They don't want you disturbing other people around you. They want you like, either paying attention or just not bothering anybody. Then none of the stuff is for
right. And if you're trying to just change the cabin culture, just set those rules. Don't fucking lie
really
to the
need
people
to
like,
shake
hey, because I'll know.
Culture.
Dude, well, it's funny because
cabin culture
is my favorite band.
I mean, yeah. We have to fix cabin culture.
Cabin culture is really gotten
culture,
out of control.
I mean, I'm taking up a crusade against cabin culture.
Don't.
The
dude,
toxic
you don't want
cabin
that fight.
Culture. I do. I want all the smoke. I'm sorry.
The last time I was sitting in like the back row of a Spirit Airlines flight, I was just like, damn, it really is like that's the closest like distillation you can get to the class system. You're just literally walking down a hallway
right.
of the class system.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I'm sitting next to a fart. because of this.
Right.
Wild.
I'm in steerage.
Yeah.
I kind of like having to shut my phone off just because I feel like that's like almost something that is invented to make you feel safer than you actually are. Like you have a little bit of control here. You can help us be safe. Just
well, that's see,
off.
That's a good. Some of these, a lot of these lies help the general public.
Are you sure? Yeah. Like, it'd be funny if they hit turbulence. The captain's like, boom.
One of you motherfuckers has your phone on, so knock
who's
it
texting?
Off, or we're
who's
going
texting?
Down.
Who's
right.
texting?
Yeah.
Right. You'll also find like on planes like the. Turbulence tends to happen more on short flights. It's because they want to come out and do one quick drink order and then get right back down. Like if you're on a 6-hour flight, they'll wait an hour, hour and a half before they come around and see what you wanted to drink. You're on a flight to Vegas, if they're in a good mood, they'll get that drink order in 15 minutes.
Right.
It's all a lie.
Sometimes they're like, yeah, we can't do drinks right now.
I know.
And I'm like, for real?
Yeah, no.
All right, whatever. I don't care. Right. Everybody on this plane is fucked up anyway. Like, yeah. Already. So it's probably a better idea if we're not serving alcohol.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wow. Cabin culture.
Cabin culture.
Well, the reason I talk about it, because like in Japan, right, like it's just a rule that you don't talk on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, like there are signs that are just like, hey, get the fuck, like do not talk on your phone.
Right.
Have some fucking respect.
Right.
But I guess, but that's a cultural thing. But it's not like a lie that, like, yo, if you talk on your phone, the spooky ghost might derail the fucking car.
Right.
Like, just, and I think maybe they can just be like, hi, as a matter of policy, we ask that people refrain from speaking on their
phone. And then jerks will break that rule.
Yeah, of course.
So you
and
like
then they
need
go,
to lie to people.
Yeah,
I
guess, because the American attitude
unsafe.
Would be like, what are you talking
We're
about?
Talking
man?
To everybody else.
I'm fucking talking to my fucking
I'm
broker.
I'm important.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, look at what. Remember, Alec Baldwin was like, fuck out of here. I ain't getting off my phone.
Right.
Because like, he's a dick. He's
yeah.
A piece
but
of shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're always. Then you have the people who have to be like, they don't already. If you tell them shit is one way, then because they're contrarian or, you know, fucking transgressors, rule breakers, bro, that they got to be like, nah. show me on the fucking on the schematic how this fucks the plane.
They're the same people signing the Game of Thrones like protests. They're just like, I need to control the world.
Right,
like, let it go.
Oh, the Wi-Fi isn't working. Ah, how do I tweet from here?
Or like, also like people who do mad stories on their flights. Relax.
Yeah.
Relax, please.
Oh, like Instagram stories.
Yeah, like in flight.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Especially
you know,
if it's
you're
about
on a plane.
The people around them, too.
I don't like that.
That makes
oh,
me so uncomfortable.
You mean like that viral shit? Remember when the people were
Which
shading
one?
The couple? They're like, oh, I just switched seats. They're in love with each other now, giving you a play by play.
Yeah.
They're holding hands.
See, I was recently on a flight and I took a picture of a woman standing up in the window seat, facing the window, and it's just like this.
What?
Like, okay. Right? And it looked like a nightmare. Like,
yeah.
I looked like I...
Like
and,
the end of Blair Witch Project.
I normally do not like to post pictures of people that are not voluntarily a part of this post.
I get that.
Yeah.
But she was such a mean person. Like, I saw her interaction with the airline staff before we got on the flight.
Yeah.
And she was so mean and rude to the point to when the person came back after they had helped her be where she needed to be. I told that person, I go, you're very nice. Because she did not... She was
kept
way too deserve
it. Yeah.
And so when I then later on saw that woman scaring me, I thought, you know what? You're putting a lot of negativity in the world, so I'm going to create some positivity with this joke.
I'm going to shame
There's
you. And also,
I didn't shame her. I just said it's weird when you look up and realize you're in a nightmare.
Yeah, right.
She just looks the lighting
a nightmare?
And like facing the wall of the plane, which
okay.
probably isn't a wall, right? What is it? The capsule?
Yeah, but again, look,
the
this
hole?
Is our part in tackling toxic cabin culture.
Right.
There we go. There we go. All
right. Well, let's get into the stories. Let's talk about just a great man, Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? Because I remember you came in, Jamie, and you're like, did you see the Robert Downey Jr. thing? I'm like, all I saw was on the side of Twitter when it was trending. Like, it said Robert Downey Jr. is doing some Tony Stark shit.
Listen,
AI,
it's been,
baby.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy week. At the beginning of the week, we were told the world's going to end in 2050.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Wednesday, Robert Downey Jr. came out and said, actually, guys, it's going to be fine in like 10 years.
Wait, did he actually the apocalypse forecast?
Actually, the water wars, it's not going to happen because Robert Downey Jr. has a bunch of tiny robots. And that's about all the details that we have. It sounds like genuinely, I think this story is very interesting and funny. Because so he went out, Robert Downey Jr. went out. He's like giving a keynote at Amazon's ReMars conference. Of course, that's a conference. Why not? And he talks about how he's like launching this new organization that is committed to using advanced technologies for the good of the environment.
Hey, Tony. Okay.
It's called the Footprint Coalition because I think he has a lot of guilt. He talks about having a lot of guilt of like what a gigantic carbon footprint the MCU had on the world, basically. And there's a, there
and
was
all the
a
destruction those characters caused in the world.
I mean, because it was a documentary. And
yes.
So, but there were like genuine, there's been a lot written about like how gigantic like productions like that, you
right.
know, how much it damages
all
the
infrastructure
environment.
Being moved around.
Yeah. So he's just trying to like reverse part of, I mean, it's a noble mission. It's the only thing that's weird is he is acting like Tony Stark. He makes a speech. He says, quote, between robotics and nanotechnology, we could clean up the planet significantly, if not totally, in 10 years.
Okay, sir.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I'm going to fix the world in 10 years. My name's Tony Stark. Where's Gwyneth Paltrow at? Like, let's get it fixed. That's really all there is to say right now. If you watch the talk, he is doing Tony Stark cosplay. He's got unlimited money to attempt this, but if you go to like, there was like a website that popped up for the Footnote Coalition.
Footnotes.
It's all, yeah, the footnotes.
Oh, Footprint Coalition.
Footprint.
Oh, look, Zeitgang infiltrated your brain there.
I got hacked. but yeah, like he's saying that he's going to fix the world with tiny robots in 10 years or less.
Did he say what the bill is going to look like?
He does not specify price. He does not specify who is going to help him. He does not specify how it's going to happen. So, you know,
maybe
problem
Bezos.
Solved. Problem solved, baby.
You should. He's the richest man. Be like, hey, Bezos, you down to throw in on this?
That's fine.
You got five on it?
Literally, I'm just like, honestly, Robert Downey Jr., the best, like, the most you could do for the world is probably just, like, pay the amount of taxes you're supposed to. Like, that, anytime
I mean,
a billionaire
is like, I'm going to
save the world, I'm like, just pay your fucking taxes.
Or how about this?
You'll
be like,
helping people more.
I'll use a fraction of this money to tackle this very specific issue that would help the entire world. That isn't as, like, I mean, it's commendable that he wants to do that, but, like,
sure.
Why don't you could put a lot of money into like a school district or like something else and like have real real world effects. But again, you know, you want to play God.
It's kind of a nothing. Yeah, I'm like, of course he wants to be God. I don't know.
It's commendable.
There when I saw Endgame, I saw it with my brother. And as like Tony Stark, I mean, it's not a spoiler anymore. Like as Tony Stark was.
I don't know anything about Avengers.
You're what?
It's a spoiler. Okay, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Avengers, skip
you
ahead.
Seen the most popular
about
movie
30
on the
seconds.
Entire in the history
but you,
of the world.
Go ahead, you can do it now. I don't care. So you can spoil. I just want to save people.
As Tony Stark is like, I'm dying. You know, like my brother leaned over to me. He's like, yo, you think the guy pays taxes? And I was like, no. And they're like, we should boo him. We should boo his death.
Boo this man.
Boo this. Batman
oh,
too.
Shit.
Did he pay his taxes?
Also, the Footprint Coalition sounds like a rebrand for the Foot Clan from Ninja Turtles.
100%.
Like, what's really going on, Shredder?
Let's start the Footnotes Coalition.
Footnotes Coalition. Footnotes.
Yeah.
Okay. On that, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast
is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. Man, I don't know about y'all, but I'm just sick of these trade wars.
Trade wars?
Oh, gosh. First off, before we talk about the Mexican edition of Trade Wars, because it's so sleepy, because it's so tired of how dumb this whole shit is, just remember, this is a distraction, a smoke bomb meant to take our attention away from the fact that the Mueller report straight up lays out the president's crimes. And he needs people to not look over there because he doesn't want people to, you know, get these impeachment ideas going. So just remember that. That's why this is happening, because all the other shit they say about this trade war is just a bunch of bullshit because it's addressing a situation that the president created. So if you don't remember, Trump basically said, if you don't get all your immigrant shit sorted out, we're just going to start taxing all the goods that come over here. That's it. Just do something about the problem that I'm creating. It's not because you are not actually allowing to process people who are seeking asylum. You are now passing the buck to Mexico. And look, there's a lot. We've talked about how constantly these tariffs do not help the United States. It just makes things more expensive for consumers. There's nothing. It's not like he's being like, he's got Mexico at gunpoint. Like, give me $3 billion right now in tariffs. No.
But I bet he's commissioning that fan art on DeviantArt.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. He wants that visual.
What do you think he's riding? Like a fucking, probably a, what was it? Like a hoverboard?
Yeah.
Like a golden assault rifle?
He's mounted on a horse. The horse is riding a hoverboard.
Oh, shit.
He has the gun. The horse has a gun.
The horse is a gun.
The horse is a gun. Yes. The horse has guns for legs.
Exactly. And they're shooting a sombrero.
Yeah.
And it says freedom underneath. Big block letters. Okay, we designed it. Right. Well, here's a fact, a little bit, just a little analysis about even the United States Chamber of Commerce is kind of trying to warn people like, hey, this is not good for business already because we do so much trade with Mexico. It says that a 5% tax on Mexican imports would cost the U.S. consumers $17.3 billion across the country and add $376 million to the cost of goods just in Florida. Trump also
announced that was all just Florida?
No, 376 is just for Florida. Okay, 17 for the entire country, but more specifically, if you're in Florida, 376, that's the bill for y'all.
Jesus.
And then again, his plan is that like tariffs are going to go up 5% each month until they reach 25% in October. And at that point, it would cost Florida $1.8 billion. Jeez. Why do I keep talking about Florida? Well, most of the GOP donors clearly see the writing on the wall. The pun is intended.
Swish.
That, you know, this is not good for your business. If you're like actually doing any kind of international business, especially with Mexico, like with a lot of these consumer goods, this is going to be a fucking nightmare for you because, you know, you're going to have to pass these costs down to consumers. They're probably like, I might wait on buying a certain thing. Although avocados were fucked. I'm sorry just to say that. And Chipotle even said, I think they're like going to have to start adding like a few dollars to each my item if the trade war with Mexico accelerates.
I love
to
start Chipotle.
3D printing avocados.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that work?
I can't. They're not edible, good, right? Can you?
We could try. Anyone with a 3D printer, let us know. Can you 3D print an avocado? You can eat.
I watched someone try to 3D print a violin last week, and it looked like shit.
Did it even? I mean, I can't imagine a world where a 3D printed violin looks good, unless again, I say this all the time, it's that one Jake Busey played in Starship Troopers.
There,
okay,
because that one's like freaky and futuristic. Now you're back. Now, okay. Daniel was falling asleep for a little bit. So I did that Starship Troopers reference.
He's back.
So the reason I talk about Florida is because, yeah, a lot of Senate Republicans behind closed doors are like, we are going to fucking fight this. Like, we'll fight the president on this because this is actually doesn't even make sense. Like, and it also, again, a lot of moneyed interests are going to really feel this. And they'll use, you know, they'll act like they care about farmers or consumers, but it's not that. It's the people who actually feel
their coffers. Farmers getting killed right now.
Yeah. However, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott are the only people or the few that are like, hey, you know what? I'm kind of down with these tariffs. And I don't, it's again, they're breaking with a lot of the, most of the senators, even on the Republican side, who are like John Cornyn from Texas. A lot of, and even I think Ted Cruz are like, this is not good, like for anybody, especially Texas. Like a lot of shit comes over the border from there. We're not, we don't even understand how this solves the issue you're even trying to get at, aside from just sticking it to Mexico. But again, this is just to get his base fired up and then create a controversy that distracts from the
that will
report.
Eventually cost his base a lot of money.
Don Draper. Right.
Amazing.
Yeah. Remember Don Draper?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like what's being said, change the conversation.
Boom. Yeah.
Makes you think. R.I.P. Lane Price.
Wow.
Spoiler alert.
R.I.P. Lane Price.
Really. What if someone was like, Jamie, I didn't know that Lane Price died.
I don't even know what that means, but fine. Mm. What is that? Mad Men?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
10 years ago?
I tried watching the first season, couldn't get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
That burn is slow.
Burn was too slow. And I was not on enough pills back then to like sit through all of it. So even for the cost it will even the increased cost it will bring to consumers in their own state, they're still sticking by. I guess they figure like they must have some research that says like the more you deviate from Trump, the less likely you are for re-election. That must be their math. I don't know. But it's the kind of shit that, again, just something to think about as we continue to shoot ourselves
descend into hell.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.'s got this, guys. We're fine.
I hope Robert Downey Jr. comes through with a solution to this, too.
Yeah.
To Trump or to the trade wars?
Trade wars. Fuck it. You know?
Yeah, whatever. Can his robots do that?
Can your robots solve the trade war?
Are your robots also diplomats? Can we like figure this out?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
And then moving on to, because of the you know, the border, the manufactured crisis at the border, the Trump administration is really, they're constantly outdoing themselves with treating these people with as little humanity as possible. So the administration recently made an announcement that basically says that they are pulling funding for the English classes, recreational programs, and legal aid for the unaccompanied migrant kids that are in these federally contracted shelters, or we'll just call them camps. They're not fucking summer camps.
No.
Their argument for this is that, well, there's been such an influx of people at the border seeking asylum, it's spreading like our resources too thin, so we even have to take these basic things away from these kids who are already separating from their families. Mm. Now, just the laws that exist, right? There was a decision that was made that basically guaranteed these children who were seeking asylum that they had the right to have facilities that are safe and sanitary, and they must provide routine medical and dental care, as well as education in a structured classroom setting that includes English language training, reading materials in the detained children's native languages, and the center should also offer kids counseling and, quote, a reasonable right to privacy to talk on the phone and store their belongings.
It's also the very least you can do.
Yeah.
for a human being.
Because these
being
are not
ethically.
These are not fucking murderers.
They haven't
They're
done
children
anything wrong.
Who
yeah.
are escaping their own country, looking for a better situation. They've come with their parents, and they're being treated like criminals rather than like, mm-hmm. hey, we get. Oh my God! You know, I think any human would look at somebody who is like, I'm trying to escape this violence and instability in my country. This is the place I'm going. Also, we can ignore the fact that a lot of your foreign policy in this country basically
caused
created
it.
My situation, but sure. that's a whole right. other podcast right. called Bury Your Head in the Fucking Sand and Ignore History.
With Miles Gray.
With Miles Gray. Oh, man. We're gonna look at old photos and just, it's all revisionist history about past relationships. Yeah. But the, you know, I think any humane person would say, of course, like, what's the minimum we can do? Try and make yeah. this as quick a process as possible without causing trauma. There have already been constant reports of deaths that have been preventable and lack of care for people who have like mental illness and like lack of support for those people too. On top of the fact that you're already putting people in the most stressful fucking environment. Mm-hmm. These people are fleeing for their lives, looking for something better. And you're like, hey, I'm going to put you in like a fucking concrete and like, you know, chain link hellscape.
I mean, and just act like it's your fault. Yeah.
The words lack of care, dude.
Yeah.
The whole thing's just lack of care.
Lack of care and lack of just empathy.
Yeah.
Lack of
you just
everything.
Don't care.
Yeah, they really don't care. And people want to act like they really give a fuck
Was
about
it easy?
The situation.
Either don't know, don't show, or just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And the like showboating of like, well, it's because we don't have enough money. It's just, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like it costs a lot of money to literally create the problems.
Also, that whole thing, that argument is so lame.
It's bunk.
Again, not even that, right? To take away their legal representation, that is another thing. This is part of our laws in these United States, right? Quote, mm-hmm. all persons within the territory of the United States are entitled to the protection guaranteed by those amendments in the Constitution, that even aliens shall not be held to answer for a capital or other infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So we're throwing everything out the fucking window to be as cruel as possible to these people to, I guess, just score points with the base. Now, the other thing that they're saying, the reason they say, oh, we can do this is they have like a loophole, like in budgeting shit where they're like, well, you know, if budgets, a department can't spend more money than it has or is budgeted. And, you know, things like the government shutdown put a lot of departments under stress because mm-hmm. shit just wasn't getting funded and they were burning through budget and like, oh, well, look, now what are we gonna do now? Right. This has been like, so they're saying, well, we don't want to violate this statute. It's happened many times in American history, and never once in the history of this country has someone pointed to that statute to be like, this is why we have to end a certain program.
Right.
There's been a way, especially for something like this, it's very easy to be like, of course we need to fund that. It's the bare minimum we can give human beings. Mm-hmm. But this is just, the brand is all about based on cruelty.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I think honestly, it's like one of those things where every time I hear all these other stories about people getting up in arms about other bullshit, and you're just looking at the very basics, right? You have kids who are like left in vans for like over 30 hours,
yeah.
But while they're trying to be reunited with their families, because we haven't even figured out a worthwhile or functioning process to even reunite families. It's just, it's so hard to take any kind of outrage from the right seriously when they can't even, this is just in your face, objectively fucked up.
They're just
bullshit.
Like, yeah, putting in policies that are designed to traumatize young kids
yeah.
that have done nothing. It's just, it's absurd. Like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Can your robots?
Well, this is why it makes me laugh about that Zach Fox tweet where, you know, again, the joke, I understand why people are pissed off about it, right? So there was a tweet sure. about this kid who had like a fucking lemonade stand because he wanted to raise money to build the wall.
Is illegal.
Yeah. And then he did a tweet, like he photoshopped an image of this kid's photo or this kid's lemonade stand like through a windshield of a car that was like speeding as if he was going to like run the kid over.
It was a meme. It was like, yeah.
It's a shit post and yeah. it happens all the time. I understand, like that's your... definitely open yourself up to criticism for that. Sure. I mean, because if when I see shit like that on the right, I'm like, this is fucking, this is not it. But right. I can understand sort of the initial thing of like, oh, that could be wrong. However, to then it became this huge thing, like Breitbart, all this conservative media is like, these 50,000 sickos like this sick tweet.
But do you know why that photo exists?
Yeah.
Because his dad fucking took it. Because right. his dad set up the whole thing
right.
to create a little Facebook post, a little Facebook video about my son raising money for the wall. Which also I would have loved to have asked that dad, hey, you voted for Trump because you thought he had all the good ideas, right? You loved everything he was going to set to do. Maybe one of those things was I'm going to build a wall and Mexico is going to pay for it. And now here you are. Propagating your son selling lemonade to pay for something that you voted for a guy who told you he was going to get another country right. to pay for. I'm not saying you have to give a fuck, but do you see the line there?
Right, right. Like, you see how that wasn't delivered on?
Right. So, yeah, I agree. Not a great – I'm not in favor of, like, running over a kid joke. But the reason that image even exists is because somebody on that side of the fence was like, let me prop my kid up here. Yeah.
Hey, look, he's a patriot, young patriot. But the thing is, for all this shit, right, they you know, for all the people who are screaming about this, they could give a fuck when real human
right.
beings.
Right. They're mad about an idea rather than an actual incident.
Right. You didn't see Charlottesville when somebody actually ran over people?
Did you care?
You didn't care, right?
Where was your outrage?
Because it's selective.
Right.
Because it.
Well, you know what? I know the real reason, if you want it, in my opinion, the kid in that picture looks like your nephew.
Right.
Because you're white.
Mm hmm.
Heather Heyer,
she was white too.
I know that's a great point, but she was on the wrong side.
Exactly
of the fence.
Right, because everything the tribalism is.
She was marching. She was. I'll be honest. She was marching with black people.
Right, she was on the wrong.
So
team.
She, you know what? She put herself. It's like that whole thing with the. I can't. Kyle Korver wrote about, and I forget his name, and I apologize. The NBA player that he was on a team with that got arrested, and Kyle even said the problem with me is my first thought was like, well, why was he even in a club? When he got arrested, right? And he's like, that's not the fucking problem here, right? So in this scenario, people are like, well, why was she marching in that? Hadn't been in that march, she wouldn't have been hit.
Why are we okay with somebody murdering people with their car?
I agree with
you
100%.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think that's what's so funny about this sort of—
lack of care, man.
Yeah, lack of self-awareness, this cognitive dissonance that has to constantly be deployed to try and like maintain your sanity or like morality through this kind of shit. Because even then, when black and brown kids are getting killed— Don't care. When these kids are being separated from their families,
right,
and caused all this trauma is being inflicted on them, but you want to go up in arms because you know a person of color on Twitter did something. Oh, there we go. We have the ingredients to set off the culture war response, and there it is. And that's why it's just like the whole landscape is it's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stories like this to me are just like. Noise.
It's yeah.
Just noise. It's, yeah.
I just wish you could have people just look at me and tell me you just don't care about these kids.
Yeah.
Just tell me that. Just tell me you don't care about these kids. And then I don't even need to fight with you. There's no, what am I going to argue
with
you?
And then I can be like, okay, you're just a sick motherfucker who doesn't, you only give a fuck about your own.
Well, we have to do this. Just look me in the eye and say you don't care about these fucking kids.
Well, I do.
Right. But you really don't.
Well, no, I do.
No, you don't.
Show
me how you care. That's the thing. It's just like you don't care. Just say you don't care.
Well, you know why I care? It's you know who doesn't care? It's the parents who are bringing these kids with them up here.
Right. So if your house was on fire, you'd leave your kid in it? Because their country's on fire. Their town's on fire. Their society's on fire. Mm-hmm. But they weren't supposed to bring their kids with them?
Well, how bad's the fire?
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's the kind of shit. Like,
is it in the addition? Because I didn't like the new addition to the house anyway.
Well, did they permit the electrical work?
Right.
How many amps were they putting through that box? 30
exactly.
amps?
Exactly.
Oh, come on. I mean, they're asking for it.
Right.
You know, and don't even, it's, but yeah, it's true. I mean, that's where we're getting where it's like, everything is so xenophobic, racist, homophobic, every form of phobia you can have against people who are different than you, but no one... It's like you're doing actually the most aggressive form. You might as well just embrace the fact that you just embrace these labels for people who support this shit. If you can look at this situation at the border and be like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good with this. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. My tax dollars are funding this. then you should be real enough to make the connection that you, in fact, just do not care about life if it's not something that looks exactly like your section of the country or your tribe
right.
or whatever.
Right.
Can we open up our hearts, please?
Mm-hmm.
God.
I think that we just convinced them.
I think we convinced them. Please, you know, tell your uncle to listen to this.
Yeah.
But then he'll be like, well, just they literally about these yeah. kids. Because like, that's really the argument.
I turned off at the Oughta Know song. I didn't like that song, and I've never liked Alanis.
Alanis? I was always a Dave Coulier fan, and uh-huh. you know we know that song's about
she
them.
Did him dirty.
I'm team Dave. Team Dave. Sorry, Alanis. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. Let's keep checking in with some interesting takes on the right. Everybody was on Twitter here. We know what goes down.
We're logged in.
There was that straight pride parade tweet.
Noise.
Took
Noise.
The world, right. And
it's in Boston, right?
It's in Boston, yeah. Yes.
Choose your words very carefully, my friends.
Sorry?
Choose your words very carefully.
Oh, I know. We forgot. We have the mayor of Boston amongst us.
I am Mayor Marty Walsh.
You just cosplay as Jamie Loftus. Mm-hmm. That parade was going on. A lot of people had jokes. And then you also saw the bullshit come out of, again, trying to justify, rationalize why a pro-straight pride parade was something that was needed or necessary or not offensive at all. And, you know, we haven't heard in a while from Tommy Lahren. So I just wanted to check in with her to hear what she was saying. Because I feel like, you know, She always has some really, really interesting bullshit thoughts. So let's hear this one.
He can be proud of about everything these days, so long as it's not straight, white, male, or God forbid, conservative. But as it turns out, the city of Boston may not be so tolerant and accepting of a straight pride parade either. It's time for First Thoughts. Yes, folks, it's Gay Pride Month, and let me be clear, I have no issue with LGBT people being proud of who they are. I could do without seeing men in Speedos and buttless chaps parading through the streets, but whatever, you do you. Sadly, at least in Boston, straight people aren't allowed to parade their heterosexuality for all to see. The rumored straight pride parade may be over before it started. The group calls themselves Super Happy Fun America, and their mission is simple. Straight people will embrace our diverse history, culture, and identity in order to promote engagement with the community. Now, you wouldn't think that would be a problem, right? Wrong. Don't forget, it is open season on straight white men in this country, and y'all aren't allowed to celebrate your straightness. It's 2019. Don't you know that's been off limits for at least the last 10 years? But nevertheless, the Super Happy Fun America Straight Pride Group was planning their parade for August 31st.
All right, you can just cut this. I think my eyes rolled back into my head.
That was getting wonderful.
Where do we start?
where do we go from here?
Where do I start? Where do you begin? Chemical Brothers.
I don't know. I mean, again, it's just like I know why we're here and why the show exists, but I just like I feel like, you know, statements like this are designed to A, appeal to a base, and B, to get people on the other side to talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to, I mean, we know we hate her. We know she's going to have a dog shit take on absolutely everything. And it just feels like such like a release of, you know, it feels good and like cathartic to be like, yeah, she's like, she's wrong. She sucks. But it's like, she still wins when we interact with her in that way. And
all right, well, then just keep it moving then.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, fuck it.
Cool.
I don't give a fuck.
Fuck
her. I mean, I don't give a fuck about her.
I don't know.
I think the one thing I just want to point out, right, is just the way people are even looking at it. Because I think, if anything, it's important if you talk to people who think like this that you can help them understand. Well, they're probably not going to fucking understand. But this idea, she basically gives up the ghost by saying, the whole idea or her whole argument presupposes that being part of the LGBTQ community makes you diametrically opposed to heterosexuality.
Yeah.
Because she sees it as, well, I'm heterosexual means that is my enemy, or that is who I'm opposed. That's my opposition. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have to have a pride parade to show them, because you merely exist, you're saying I'm bad because I'm this way,
right.
I'm who I am. Right. And it's just, again, there's no space.
Dude, it's the whole.
It's such a zero sum game.
Whole,
it's
not, what about Hillary?
Right.
This can't be. If this is true, then that has to be false. I'm like, no, both things can be true.
Right. Well, there's
or
no
false.
Everything is so. Yeah. It's such a binary. There's no. It's like the same thing. Even getting upset about Game of Thrones shit,
right,
where it's like you've actually devoted all your energy to be angry about this difference in something than just being accepting that's the way the world is.
Right.
And we can all.
To me, it's really simple. Somebody says, why is there a gay pride parade? I would say because not too recently in this history, it wasn't okay to walk down the street and say I'm gay.
Proudly, yes.
Yeah.
To have
and
pride.
So the parade is emphasizing that we can be out here and tell you I'm gay and be as loud as I want to about that, whether in my dress, my appearance, my words, my music, whatever it is, and say I'm gay. There's never been a problem with somebody walking down the street saying I'm straight. So you didn't need.
Yeah.
You didn't need to declare it.
I mean, until they
that's
do
just,
this parade.
It's just
and
like
I'm
a
sure
lack of understanding
out.
Of like punch, like punching up versus punching down. That's
100%.
Just like, there's well, yeah, or, no or self-awareness
that
about it.
You're like, right, I'm the dominant culture.
Right.
But I'm asking the oppressed culture to be tolerant of my oppression.
Yeah, the use of straight culture and straight history. I'm like, you're talking about history.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
That's the only history that's been acknowledged.
Right.
So
it's the same
just,
thing was like, why isn't there white entertainment television?
It's called
TV.
Forever.
Why is there straight pride parade? It's called culture.
Right.
Yeah.
So, fuck off. Okay, let's move on. Because fuck that.
Okay.
Now, because we don't even give her any more air. And if you if we see Tommy Lahren, she lives in L.A.
She.
I can't.
Of course she does. She's a dumb bitch.
I know. Oh, yes. Wow. Holy shit.
I don't want to give her any more of my thoughts.
Don't.
I agree. Okay, now the new X-Men movie.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel it sounds like you and I, we realize we both really like the X-Men franchise.
You guys are big fans?
I love
X-Men
movies.
The comics.
And I love the comics. I remember being a little kid wondering if when I turned 13 or 14 I was going to have a power.
Really?
100%. I had a very active imagination.
Hell yeah. How did you used to do that? Like,
I just wondered if I was just going to start to be able to move things with my mind. Yeah, man. I remember being like 9, 10 years old watching the cartoon and being like, I wonder. Because that's the whole thing. It's puberty
upon.
For that. Like, that's when you start to like get your powers and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I just love that shit. I'm okay with it not being that good. This is like people who love Godzilla. If you love Godzilla, you liked that movie.
Yeah.
If you do not go into it being like, I just love watching monsters destroy things, then that movie is garbage.
Yeah.
But did you see Godzilla?
No, not yet.
The whole
yet.
Thing is summed up by this. People willingly getting too close to monsters. That's all that movie is.
That's right. Fun.
But yeah, and if you, it's so same for me. Like, I'm going to see it tonight. I've invited you to come with me if you would like. I'm still going to watch people with superpowers do superpower things. So I'm walking in, if I put it on Rotten Tomato scale, I'm walking in at like a 35, 40%.
Now it's at a 12 or something.
I know, but I'm saying for me,
yeah,
it's going to be
you
there.
Already,
so
like, yeah.
I might leave with it being that and be like, oh, that wasn't
more fun
than I hoped it would be. But I'm still going to see some X-Men stuff.
Even more than talking about Dark Phoenix, I'm more curious again. What kind of superpower did you think you're going
to
have?
I have no idea, dude.
You
that's
just,
the joy
so
of
to
puberty.
You, it was more just the, you're
who
like,
knows?
What's it going to be?
Yeah.
Damn. When I hit puberty, all I wanted was armpit hair. And that shit was not coming.
Really?
Bro. Oh,
really?
Man. I played basketball. Everyone's shooting free throws. I'm like, I'm wearing a t-shirt. I'm like, man, everybody else with armpit hair.
I mean, telekinesis is the only thing you need.
Yeah, and armpit hair, though.
And armpit hair.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Nature superpower.
Did you ever want a superpower, Jamie?
I wanted invisibility because I was very shy.
Oh.
That's great, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was too sad, but it's true.
But wouldn't you be afraid? Like, that's the part where it's like, then you have to, like, hear people being like, thank God, fucking old armpit hair left.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
Like, yeah, Miles doesn't even have armpit hair.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Shit.
I can hear you, motherfuckers. As I use my mind to move my tears away from my face.
So good. Well, anyway, the Dark Phoenix movie. It is getting fucking destroyed by critics.
The interesting thing, because I'm not attached to the X-Men franchise. It's just like not something I really grew up with. But it is interesting that like it's projected that the movie will be a financial failure. Remains to be seen.
It was like cost $200 million, right?
Yeah.
It cost a lot of money. There's
a lot of reshoots.
A lot of reshoots. But I mean, aside from the franchise itself, the implication of this movie failing could be pretty big because it's a part. It was a big, you know, controversial part of the Fox Disney merger, and this being like a big Fox production, it could be a difference of like where the direction that movies are going to go with Disney in the future. And if an X-Men movie just super tanks, like that might be the end of that kind of movie.
Right, because Disney has the taste of dollars on their lips when
that's
they're like,
they want,
oh,
yeah.
MCU?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see you at the bank is how they always think about it. So thank you so much.
Amazing.
So I think for this, I think it's a jarring feeling for Disney as a company. But like you say, it's a threat to that Fox studio that's making movies like this or like Ad Astra, that Brad Pitt weird space.
Did you watch that trailer?
Yeah. I did. I did not understand what was going on, but fuck yeah. If you want to do a shootout on the moon.
It seems like weird, and it's like I would be sad and disappointed, but it seems like this might be the direction of things where you'll get less like weird like anomaly movies like that because you'll only get the movies that are for sure going to make $1 billion.
Right. And or a Disney-fied shit that they know. It's like, okay, we can tell a story like that, but it's going to be very easy to follow, not really subversive or make people question things.
Yeah,
it's like,
can I tell this in PG or PG-13?
Yeah. But yeah, that Ad Astra thing.
I have no idea.
What do you think was them clapping guns in those Mars rovers?
I have no idea what's happening.
Also, every time, is Liv Tyler always just going to play Space Widows?
Fair enough.
I haven't seen her in so long. Where's
she's
she
back
been?
Now.
She's back.
You know,
somebody wants to go to space. She's there.
The
she's
Elf
there.
Queen
look,
has
crying,
returned.
Crying at you, looking at a little screen from a spaceship.
Eva, she's got probably has a great life, right?
Oh hell!
I mean, dude, her family. She got all that Armageddon money.
She got
and she got all that Lord of the Rings money.
Yeah.
I hope she's happy every day.
Oh, I love Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I remember.
I'm just tired of
the video for Crazy.
Woo.
I remember my mom.
Alicia Silverstone?
Uh-huh.
because in Armageddon, there is an Aerosmith love song that plays over Liv Tyler in a romance scene.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, isn't that her dad singing over her kissing? Yeah. And my mom was just like, he loves her so much. I was like, oh, okay. So it's fine. Okay.
It's V chill.
I,
was
like,
V-chill.
I wish my dad would sing over me hooking up. That's like when you're
he's in the room just singing Butterfly Kisses.
That's what I was saying. Yo, when you go to the wedding and the father-daughter dance, the Butterfly Kisses, which is always like every wedding. And I'm like, the first time I heard that, I was like, yo, what the fuck is this song about?
That's why if I get married, I'm going to dance with my mom to Clarence Carter's Stroking.
Oh my goodness! So yeah, Dark Phoenix. I'm gonna watch it because I've seen every X-Men film.
Me too.
Probably not.
And it's never gonna be better than when you see it in the theater.
No,
the best version of this movie, just like all the Pacific Rims, all this stuff. The best version of Godzilla, which I hated, is seeing it in the theater.
Oh yeah.
So go see it.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be better on your laptop in an airplane later.
Yeah, or yeah, exactly. Like streaming off Reddit, some janky.
Oh no, don't get me started on that.
Uh oh, whoa.
I just hate people bootlegging movies.
Wow.
That's not how they're meant to be consumed.
Oh, not because Think of the Millionaires?
It's
disrespectful to the art form.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were like, think of the studios, man. Piracy costs the industry.
They're hurting. I'm probably not going to see it. I'm probably going to see Rocket Man again.
Oh, like you love that too.
Yo, my mom fucking loved Rocket Man.
It's big and dumb, and I loved it. Nice. It's big, dumb, and sexy.
And it's fun, right?
It's fun, yeah. I think, honestly, going into a biopic knowing that the subject of the movie is totally fine really changed my viewing of it. I was like, oh, anything could happen to Elton John in this movie. Like, he's good.
Right.
He's fine. He's he's got babies. He's thriving.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to encounter any much darkness.
It's a feel-good movie.
Big, dumb, and full of fun.
I love it.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for coming through.
Oh, today. Thank you for having me.
Ugh. I'm glad you're back, dude.
Thanks.
Well, I'm glad to see you again.
Thanks,
really,
James.
Is what I mean.
Yeah, thanks, Miles.
Where can people find you, follow you, come see
go
you?
On social media, go to @DanielVanKirk. Go to my website, DanielVanKirk.com. I am starting up my tour again here in a couple of weeks. On the 26th, I'll be in Chicago, and then Madison, and then Kansas City, then St. Louis, then Indianapolis. That is all the last week and beginning of July, and then I'm about to announce more dates for the Midwest, as well as the East Coast and Northeast as well. So go to Daniel Van Kirk for all that stuff. And if you're going to be in Clusterfest, come see Rory Scovel and I do a live version of our podcast, Pen Pals. It's just really fun.
Yeah. And Rory's fucking hilarious.
And I think that's on the 23rd of June.
Nice. That
festival, yeah.
Okay. Is there a tweet you've been liking? Something off the tweetars?
Yeah, I had fun actually yesterday. Somebody tweeted at me. I'm going to bring this up right now. Sorry, I should have had it ready to go. Mia Maria Solorio. Do I risk buying tickets to see Daniel Van Kirk in Chicago while I'm very pregnant? And this child can basically come at any point now or nah. But what if I laugh so hard my water breaks? I wonder how far the hospital is from the venue. And I wrote, if it happens, I'll go with you.
Damn.
Yeah. I loved that. I loved that. Hell yeah.
All right. I'm just making sure.
I'll be like, can we take the audience? We'll do like an Andy Kaufman thing when everybody went and got milk and cookies.
Oh, right.
I'm like, guys, we're all going to the hospital.
We're all
going to
be here for this birth. Nice. Do you mind if we're all in the delivery room?
I'm officiating a fan wedding in April.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to Austin and I'm officiating a stranger's wedding.
That's wonderful.
I'm excited.
Did you get ordained?
I've got to get ordained. I've got until April to get ordained. They're getting married.
Oh yeah, you got plenty of time. Are they paying for you to get ordained?
They should.
It's only $35.
Yeah, and then I get a plus one, and I get to go to a fun wedding.
And you get to go to Austin.
I've never been. I'm excited.
That's wonderful.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Aw.
I know.
Well, Jamie, where can people find you and follow you?
You can find me on Twitter at @JamieLoftusHelp, Instagram at @JamieChristSuperstar. I just announced some London dates. I'm going to be doing my show Boss Who Miss Girl in London on July 27th and 28th, and then I'll be in Edinburgh for all of August.
Nice.
If you live around there, please.
Yeah. UK Zyking, pull the fuck up.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Tweet you like?
Tweet like, oh, okay. This is fun. This is, my boyfriend has a secret account that he just tweets his thoughts on.
Well, not anymore.
And I just, I got permission to share one of Isaac's thoughts. Okay. Tired, a movie about a guy who hits his head and everyone forgets the Beatles, so he becomes the most popular musician ever. Wired, a movie about a guy who hits his head at a Halloween party and everyone forgets who Beetlejuice is, so he becomes the most popular musician ever. Made me laugh. He's at Silicone Bong.
Nice.
And his bio is just trying to make my mark on this city.
Hell yeah, do your thing, man. Brutal. Do your thing, King.
Brutal.
Let's see. Oh, you can find me at Miles of Gray, a tweet I like. That's on Twitter and Instagram and PlayStation Network. Tweet I like from Reductress. It's a woman, with a look of disbelief, sitting on a couch with her male counterpart. Looks like a significant other comforting her. And the title says, "I lived it. My crush didn't know their birth time." And look, if astrology is important to you, that shit is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't know what time, I'm gonna get the fuck your rising sign is. You can find us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We got a Facebook fan page, and The Daily Zeitgeist, as you already know, is a production of iHeartRadio. And look for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, through the iHeartRadio app, you know, wherever you get those shits from free. We also have a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where I post our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes.
Thank you so much. With our episodes and you know, general stuff that we write out. Now.
Which is what?
Oh, thank you so much.
What do we write out on?
What hour
we... I simply have to know.
Oh, just you wait. We are doing a track from Bernice, and it's called Glue, from the album Puff. Without a something, some after with some happens. But yeah, this is Bernice, called Glue. Get it on your shoe. And we'll talk to you, what, next week? Yeah. Have a good weekend, because it's a daily show. But we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
When you arrive, sun soaked and breezy and alive, I can breathe. Lips full of ribbon, did you say it just to see if you? Exquisite fall, boxy and deep into maroon-colored sleep.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring... The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.